polls. DeLay was forced to step down from the leadership job when he was indicted. Low-income families trying to pay heating bills this winter and next may be getting some help soon. The Senate voted to set aside more than $3 billion in aid for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Yesterday, the Senate cleared $2.1 billion for this winter as part of a separate budget measure. The Senate also approved $1 billion in heating aid for next winter. Some lawmakers were upset that an additional $2 billion in heating aid was taken out of a much larger Pentagon bill that had stalled over objections to a provision that would have opened up the wildlife refuge in Alaska to oil drilling. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld hinted today the U.S. military will soon start reducing troop strength in Iraq below 138,000. That's the level the Pentagon has considered the core force in Iraq for most of this year. On an unannounced holiday visit to Baghdad, Rumsfeld hinted that a preliminary decision had been made to achieve the modest reduction by canceling the scheduled deployment of two Army brigades. That cancellation would gradually decrease the number of troops in Iraq by 6,000 to 7,000. They're saying that would bring the troop level in Iraq to a little above 130,000 by springtime. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is not setting a timetable for withdrawing his country's troops from Iraq. Blair flew to southern Iraq today for a surprising morale-boosting visit with some of the 8,000 British troops based in Iraq. The trial of Saddam Hussein has been adjourned till January 24th. During the court session today, an investigating judge told the court officials never saw any evidence Saddam was beaten while in U.S. custody. U.S. officials called those claims completely unfounded. Yesterday, Saddam said he'd been beaten everywhere in his body, and today he called U.S. denials of that lies. A senior member of the group shown leading in polls in Iraq says the people protesting election results should accept them because otherwise there will just be more chaos. The member of the Shiite Religious United Iraqi Alliance says if the elections have to be done over, there's no guarantee there won't be more protests afterward.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. All this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Festivus, and thanks to the granddaddy of all these holidays, the winter solstice, the old Celtic festival to get all this stuff started. We're going to talk about that a little bit tonight, all right? We do have a program for you tonight coming to you live from the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains. This is the Mike Malloy program on Air America Radio. We have some sweet holiday goodness so thick and syrupy you're going to need an insulin shot before the night is over, okay? I'm going to lose half my audience tonight, Kathy, within the first 20 minutes. I know it's coming. In just a few minutes, is she okay? All right, just Molly, we've kept Molly up. In just a few minutes, I'll attempt to get our 17-month-old to sit quietly on my lap while I read her the night before Christmas. That'll be a Christmas miracle in itself if we can do that without her chewing up or destroying the microphone here. And I understand we have a holiday greeting from Pickles, Laura Pickles Bush, as she traveled around the American Gulf Coast visiting poor people still living in cars and cardboard boxes, showing that White House Christmas video of her dogs. I love these compassionate conservatives, so we have that coming up. Also, what do we have? Very few minutes here. Matter of fact, as quickly as we can do it, to get us in the proper jolly holiday mood, we're going to do Oh Holy Nightmare. Now, we did it on Randy's program the other day, and I've gotten 20 or 30 or maybe 1,000 requests. I do not have an MP3 that I can post or send to you folks. I don't know where we got it. Somebody sent it to us. But here's what I suggest. You can go to whiterosesociety.org and get the program from last night, the 21st, or tonight, or yesterday afternoon, the 21st, or tonight, the 22nd. Download it to your iPod or whatever, and the song will be there. And that's about the best I can tell you. The phone number here, if you'd like to join in tonight, 866-303-2270. To get us really in a Christmas mood here, this little item from Ohio. Did you hear about this? There's a bill sitting on Ohio Governor Bob Taft's desk right now. Now remember, he's an admitted criminal. He's a criminal, another Republican criminal. But there's a bill sitting on his desk, and one state representative said it resembles Nazi or Gestapo style tactics of government, and if this law is signed, it's already been authorized by the legislatures. If it's signed by Taft, there could be changes coming on the streets of Ohio's small towns and big cities. It's called the Ohio Patriot Act, and if he signs it, it will become most likely the toughest terrorism bill, so-called. I love the way they use terrorism in the country. This piece of legislation would let police arrest people in public places for no reason if they refuse to give their names, addresses, and birth dates, even if they're not doing anything wrong. If you're walking down the street in Ohio, if this thing passes and a cop comes up and says, "What are you doing in the 1400 block of Main Street here?" and you say, "Excuse me, it's really none of your business," they can arrest you. Now, this is according to Channel 5, News 5 in, where is this, Columbus? The report is this bill will also pave the way for everyone entering critical transportation sites like train stations, airports, and bus stations to show ID. The ACLU spokesman in Ohio says it brings us frighteningly close to a Show Me Your Papers society. And there are a lot of people who oppose the bill, but it doesn't matter. It's ready to be signed. Someone named Al McGinty, that's this News Channel 5's terrorism expert, said he isn't sure that the law would do what it's intended to do. He said, I think anything we do to enhance security and give power to protect the public to police officers is a good idea. It's a good law in the wrong direction. And Bob Taft, the governor there, will make the ultimate decision on whether to sign the bill. So it's coming. For those of you who have been guffawing and snickering about old Mike Malloy talking about fascism coming to the United States for the past 3 or 4 years, well, there you go. You want to do O Holy Nightmare? Let's do O Holy Nightmare. Let's get everybody in the right mood, okay? This is the song was sent to us. It's a little bit dodgy at the beginning of the song, but have we got time to do it? Okay, let's see. This is my favorite Christmas carol done a little bit differently from the way you've probably heard it before.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long may the world in sin and error pine till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Oh, on your knees,
Nightmare, or as our buddy Clint in Dearborn refers to it, oh holy pinched anatomy. Nothing like that song to kick off your Christmas season or your Christmas program, right? All right, so again, for the tens and tens of requests that came in for that song, The best way to get it is to get it from WhiteRoseSociety.org. And I'm sure Ben will let you have it for free. Is she okay? Is she still awake out there? All right. When are we gonna bring her in here? At the bottom of the hour? Okay. All right, stick around. You're going to hear me struggle to read The Night Before Christmas with a 17-month-old who is should have been in bed by now, but we'll do it. Coming up, lots of fun tonight. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
Like spaghetti, it holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night. Walk around in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna.
You're listening to The Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
So Bonnie sends me an email regarding Oh Holy Nightmare. She says, freaked out one of her cats. He hated it, started crying and left the room. I've never seen any of my cats react to something I was watching or listening to before. It was amazing. Thanks, Bonnie. That's a great song. I love that song. I love the way it's sung. A South Florida peace group is calling for a congressional investigation of domestic surveillance after finding that it itself was a target. It is called the Truth Project, and it's a group of retirees who are Quakers. Retired Quakers! They use puppets and placards and home-printed flyers to warn high school students about heavy-handed military recruiting efforts. And the fact that this group was targeted was uncovered this week in a Defense Department document. It's a 400-page document obtained by NBC television, and it described this group, the Truth Project, as both a threat and credible. Credible threat? One of the members, Rich Hirsch of Boca Raton, said, I'm disabled, I'm 59, and if I'm a credible threat to the government of the United States, and neither the government is terribly paranoid or terribly weak, Michael Foley, who's an associate professor of politics at Catholic University, said spying on groups like the Truth Project can be an inefficient use of government time and money. Oh, really? Is that what it is, Michael? He says there's a lot of retirees, a lot of older people who are involved in protesting. There's not much alarming here. What do you expect retired Quakers to do? Oh, Jesus. Now, the fact that they're being spied on is bad enough, but the Defense Department, I guess it was Defense Department that spied on these people, their skills are mostly almost as subtle as these activists are threatening. One member of the Truth Project said his group has attracted government agents to meetings in private homes, and the agents come to these meetings disguised as anarchists, right? So you're going to have a meeting, and you invite a bunch of people, anyone's put out handbills, meeting of the Truth Project, South Florida Quakers, retirees, Truth Project, show up at 123 Main Street, 8 o'clock. So the agents come, the FBI or the Defense Department agents come disguised as anarchists, and one member of the group said their footwear gave them away because they show up wearing Nike or Reebok running shoes, which to anarchists represent corporate greed. And this one retired Quaker said no anarchist is going to wear Nikes or Reeboks to a protest. Dumb bastards. Several people reported hearing mysterious clicks and echoes during telephone conversations. Quakers now, retired Quakers, and noticing cars they considered suspicious pass by during meetings. During one outdoor gathering of the retired Quakers by a Lake Worth, Florida canal, Marie Zwicker said she had seen men in a Boston Whaler boat cruise by, posing unconvincingly as fishermen, but they had on coats and ties. And she said it was the wrong time of day. This article goes on to say Bush continues to lie, saying just yesterday the only people who were being spied on were those giving or receiving at the giving end or receiving end of international phone calls with links to Al-Qaeda or who represent a credible threat to America. He obviously can't distinguish them between someone disagreeing with him and the entire country being under attack. It's amazing, though. Every time one of these stories comes out, I mean, retired Quakers, they're considered to be a threat in South Florida. What are they going to do, get together and pray somebody to death? Oh, well. Now, we had a caller the other night who said, during one of Randy's shows I was substituting, about a menorah, some Jewish folks who got in trouble in Florida. I hadn't heard about this from CBS, but it's true. It was out in Jacksonville Beach, Neptune Beach. Remember where we went, Kathy? I showed you where I lived back in 1965 when the Army said, come here, boy. And the apartment I lived in 65 is still there. But what happened was, well, here's a story. For 7 years, a Christmas tree has marked the holiday season on a traffic island on the beach near Jacksonville, Florida. But a local Jewish group said they wanted to participate, so they got permission to put a menorah alongside the Christmas tree. And that resulted in a lawsuit, and because they wanted to put up a menorah, and then the Christians got all pissed off, and then the ACLU got into it, and then the local folks said, well, you know, so Rabbi Kerensky, who decided this, said, you know, we're fighting wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. America as a culture has always fought for religious tolerance in every other part of the world, and sometimes it seems that the biggest battle for religious tolerance is here at home. A battle at home over all things, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It just doesn't stop, does it? Not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue...
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A good news story from AliveGoodNews.com.
I'm passionate about two things, motorcycles and my grandchildren. But for the past 3 years, I've suffered from arthritis. The pain caused me to lose strength in my arms, and I couldn't pick up my grandchildren. My doctor suggested I try Aleve, and I definitely noticed the difference. With the pain gone, I've got the energy to pick up my grandchildren and have fun. It's fantastic.
Aleve invites you to share your good news at AliveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is Sally Field for Save the Children. We've all seen the devastation the hurricanes have wrought. Now imagine how we can make it better. Imagine all the children from the hurricanes feeling safe again.
Imagine all the children back with their families again.
Imagine all the children going to school again.
Please help us create lasting change for children here at home and around the world. Call 1-800-SAVE-THE-CHILDREN or visit SaveTheChildren.org.
Imagine we can save the children.
Imagine.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Six before the hour. All right, we have our own little sugar plum fairy here. You want to try to do this? And now last year was very easy because she was only, 5 months old. And this is a tradition that I started when I first got into radio with my son Chris. at the time was about 6 years old, I think. And I was, you know, single parent and didn't have a babysitter. And I was doing a show, I don't like this, a couple of nights before Christmas Eve. And I took Chris up to the studio with me. And sat him on my lap. At one point, I brought him in. I gave him some crayons or something. And he was sitting at a table outside a little sound booth. And you can do that with a 5 or 6 year old, but you can't do that with a 17-month-old. So let's see what happens here. You want to bring Molly in? Because we got to get her to bed here. Normally, she's sound asleep in this little portable bed that we have in the studio here. Come here. Hey, come here. Bring her here. Okay. All right. All right, now. All right. Okay, you want to hear the poem? Do you know what a poem is? The Night Before Christmas? Huh? It was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. And the moon, on the breast of the new-fallen snow, gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. You know what reindeer are? What are reindeer? With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. Yeah, a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes, they were tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. Spoke not a word, but went straight to work and filled all the stockings. And then he turned with a jerk and, laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. No, aside his nose, not in his nose. You don't put your finger in your nose, remember? He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all!" And to all, do you have poopies on? Do you have poopies on? And to all, a good night. Okay, is that are we ready to go to bed now? You got poopy diaper on? Yeah, I think you do. All right, let's go. You want to go change your diaper? Huh? Do you have poop? You want to have a snowball fight? Not here. Not in Georgia. Okay, sleepy time, girl. Sleepy time.
Okay.
All right, you got her?
Yeah,
you got her? All right. Okay. She's got a poopy diaper on. All right, now how are you going to change your diaper and continue? Oh, never mind. It's not my job. That's your job. Yeah? Okay. That was fun. That was fun, Molly Mouse. We got her, we went to Target today and bought her three presents. Are we going to wrap them? We're not going to wrap them, are they? Are we? Huh? Be kind of silly. I don't think Molly has a clue. Well, I know she doesn't have a clue. But all of her toys now. Plus, we got a couple of toys in the mail from Lance, didn't we? Huh? That was fun when you can do Christmas shopping for your kid in about 6 minutes. All right. You can't do anything. You can't bring up any music. All right. Just get the diaper changed and we're all set. All right. This, you're going to love this. Weihnacht Market is a traditional German Christmas market plunked down along Middelburg, and this is in Germany. Middelburg's main drag, Middelburg resident Linda Tripp and her husband, German architect Dieter Rausch, are serving up bratwurst and other German delights to hungry, if not curious, passersby. Longtime sweethearts Linda Tripp and Dieter Rausch were married last year. They split their time between Middelburg and Germany, where was this Middelburg, Massachusetts, where they also have a home. The couple opened their magical little house of treats 3 years ago. They took last holiday season off and reopened for a second season this year. Weihnacht, which means Christmas in German, is open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day during December except Christmas Day. People love it, Linda Tripp said, peeking out from under a wide-brimmed hat. They come from far and wide. She added that customers have traveled all the way from New York for a taste of their authentic German Bratwurst, which comes directly from a German butcher. True German Bratwurst is much longer and skinnier than what people are used to here in the United States. The sausage hangs off both ends of the bun, and it's never topped off with sautéed onions and peppers. That's an American tradition. Lederhosen wearing Mr. Rausch, who moved here from Frankfurt, Germany 4 years ago, smothers his bratwurst in yellow mustard from a large ceramic canister. Germans dip the bun in mustard and eat it on the side instead of as a sandwich, Tripp said. While she's talking, she gobbles down Wieswurst, a white sausage typical of Munich's, that's boiled, not grilled. So what is this? Linda Tripp likes a nice boiled sausage. Yeah. Her husband designed and built the tiny red and green market house that's decked out for the season in festive greenery, lights and ornaments. A black, red, and yellow German flag hangs outside on the gate. In the future, Linda Tripp says she hopes to operate several more miniature holiday houses around town and perhaps in Leesburg, Virginia. Her hope is to bring German holiday traditions home to the United States.
I wonder if there'll be any little tiny microphones in the little tiny houses. And if she likes sausage, I just want to know who stole her Kishka.
Yeah, Linda Tripp. From Lansing, Michigan. A couple more items here. We're going to take some phone calls and do some other things tonight, but I'm going to get some of these things cleared off. This is our last program until next Tuesday, when we'll be substituting for Randy again. Isn't that right? We're off tomorrow, Friday, and we're off Monday. State Parole Board in Michigan has rejected a request to pardon Jack Kevorkian or commute his sentence. This in spite of the fact that he's in grave condition, so to speak. He's 77 years old, and he's serving a 10 to 25-year prison sentence for murder, for giving a fatal injection of drugs back in 1998 to a man with Lou Gehrig's disease. Kevorkian is not eligible for parole until 2007. His lawyer warns that Kevorkian is in, quote, dire shape, end quote, and might not live long enough to be even eligible for parole. Apparently, he suffers from high blood pressure, arthritis, cataracts, osteoporosis, and hepatitis C. But the parole board, in a 7-2 vote, recommended the governor deny the application for a pardon or parole or commutation, according to documents released today. Governor Jennifer Granholm says she'll follow the recommendations. The attorney says, I think the parole board is acting irresponsibly and outrageously. Well, another little bit of Christmas cheer, right?
Yes.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Uniting the mind, body, and spirit to promote peace, compassion, and respect for human dignity. That's the goal of Sit for Change, an international event promoting the practice of meditation as a force for social change. Go to sitforchange.org to learn how to support our partners like Amnesty International and Save the Children, charities focused on human rights, family, the environment, and the benefits of meditation. Join the Sit for Change Meditation Marathon, culminating on New Year's Eve Day. Change your mind, change the world. Visit sitforchange.org today.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas. Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package, shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the Malloy.
Yes, it's the Malloy Program Christmas Show. This is our last program before Christmas. And again, I want to see, I love Christmas. I really do. But I kind of come at it from the standpoint of what Christmas, what it really was, when it was the celebration of the solstice, the winter solstice. And I know that the Christians adapted that holiday to suit their agenda. So, you know, it's fine. You know, whatever works, right? But the Celtic and celebration of Christmas, the old religion, the Wiccan approach, that whole thing, that's where just all the symbolism comes from anyway. So how can one not acknowledge the origins? As far as the birth of Jesus is concerned, it didn't happen in December, for heaven's sake. I mean, if you read the book in the book of Luke, which we're going to have a little bit later on this evening, you know, shepherds abiding their flocks at night, you don't do that in December in the Middle East. You just don't. In the first place, it's colder than, well, it gets colder than the desert anyway, but there's nothing for them to eat. So, the whole thing, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But it's a Celtic, Wiccan, old religion idea. And that, who's on the phone? Speaking of old religions, he's back? Smeagol? Oh, my God. Smeagol, all right, Smeagol is calling from I don't know where. Middle Earth? Is that where Smeagol's calling from? All right.
Yes, he's calling from Middle Earth.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You are. Hi, Smeagol.
Happy holidays, good master.
Back at both of you. Thank you.
No. Merry Christmases.
Now, you're going to have some problems here, right? Since you are such a dual kind of personality.
He's calling to wish you a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Christmases, yes.
Have you? All right, I'll accept either. Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday.
That's fine then.
Have you finished your shopping yet?
My what?
Your Christmas shopping.
Yes, we've bought nice fishes for everybody.
Nice fishes?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. I remember in the movie, you had a thing for it. No rings? Hello?
Jamie has a ring now.
Do you like that song, The 12 Days of Christmas, when they go, 5 gold rings?
No. It's a false song. 5 golden rings for the dwarven kings. Yes, my precious. But the one ring, the precious, is ours.
Yeah?
Yes.
Have you seen any orcs this year? Have you decorated is the Shire decorated? All that stuff.
Holly jolly everywhere. We just came back from King Kong.
Oh yeah, King Kong?
Yes.
Did you like that movie?
Yes, we liked. But we had to walk all the way over the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, you're in New York, Middle Earth.
Yes. Yes, we're staying with our friend, the Brooklyn Bureau Chief.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So you walked across the transit strike, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you have any problem? Anybody?
False Bloomberg.
It what?
Trixie False Bloomberg.
Yeah, Bloomberg. He is a tricksy man, isn't he?
Trixie, yes. Backs corporate interests of MTA over good worker habits.
It's very strange hearing you talk this way, Smeagol. Maybe he's the White Wizard.
Yes, the White Wizard is Santa Claus.
Oh, well then maybe Bloomberg is the Dark Wizard.
Bloomberg is Trixie.
Trixie, yeah. Well, listen, what are you going to do for Christmas, Smeagol?
We're going to eat fishes.
Yeah.
Raw. And wriggling.
Wriggling fishes. They're more fun to eat when they're wriggling, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes.
And keep nasty taters.
And what?
Keep nasty taters for self.
Oh. Lammas bread?
We heard you singing poem to cute little hobbitses.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, listen, Smeagol, I'm glad you called in. I hope you have a safe and saying holiday, don't eat too many fishes, okay?
We wishes you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays, a Happy Hanukkah, and a Merry Kwanzaa. Yeah!
Thank you, Smeagol.
Yes, good master.
Thank you, Smeagol. I love Smeagol. More festive fun and frivolity next hour, Truth Seekers. A reading on the winter solstice and a visit from Pickles Bush.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
2005, with its evil concoction of nature's wrath and political incompetence, bad wars and bad faith, has many of us hoping to turn over a new leaf in 2006. Here's my list of the top three media stories I'd like to see shelved next year. 1. The tortured debate about torture. It's an evil practice. There's no justification for it. 2. Talk of turning the corner in Iraq. The new standard for our progress in Iraq should be measured by the number of troops that are brought home. 3. The incompetence of the Democrats. I'm tired of pundits trying to prove their objectivity by equating Republican policy failures with the Democrats' inability to exploit them politically. The latter is merely sad, while the former is cause for outrage. Finally, there's one story that we already seem to be forgetting, which we mustn't. The devastation of New Orleans and the Gulf Coast, and the stalled efforts to rebuild the lives of those affected. I'm Sam Graham Felsen for Air America Radio. For more, visit thenation.com.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
This is Sally Field for Save the Children. We've all seen the devastation the hurricanes have wrought. Now imagine how we can make it better. Imagine all the children from the hurricanes feeling safe again.
Imagine all the children back with their families again. Imagine all the children going to school again.
Please help us create lasting change for children here at home and around the world. Call 1-800-SAVE-THE-CHILDREN or visit SaveTheChildren.org.
Imagine we can save the children.
Imagine.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to the residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. New York City's three-day transit strike is over. Union leaders facing mounting fines, possible jail terms, voting to return the 33,000 members to the job. The union board members say workers are back at the job sites tonight. Transit officials say it's going to take a minimum of 12 hours to get the subways restarted. Buses running this evening, subways by Friday morning. The vote said to have been overwhelmingly in favor of returning to work and resuming the negotiations with the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. The head of FEMA says the agency's picking up the pace for providing housing for Gulf Coast hurricane evacuees. David Paulison says FEMA is delivering about 4,000 trailer homes to hard-hit areas every week. Now that New Orleans officials have authorized the use of some city parks as trailer communities, he says those structures will be sent there, too. He says at this point, no one in the Gulf Coast should be living in cars and tents. Meanwhile, those in charge of coordinating the Gulf Coast recovery effort say the billions of dollars in aid approved by the Senate this week, the tax relief package signed by George Bush, should be enough to help get the region back on its feet after the three devastating storms. Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt says the government's encouraged by the first 4 weeks of enrollment for Medicare's prescription drug program. About 21 million people, they say, will get benefits next month. That figure exceeds Washington's expectations, but includes only about a million people who enrolled voluntarily. The others were either enrolled automatically by the government or getting benefits from their private health care plans. Officials say they expect another 500,000 to enroll in January. Leavitt says the government expects to sign up between 28 and 30 million during the first full year. Medicare provides health care to 42 million older and disabled Americans. For the second time this week, an American soldier in Iraq assigned to Task Force Baghdad killed by a roadside bomb. Today's event involved a soldier on patrol in Baghdad. Yesterday, the military announced a roadside bomb south of Baghdad, killing a Task Force Baghdad soldier. On Monday, Task Force Baghdad handled security in the capital and the surrounding areas. The trial of Saddam Hussein has been adjourned another month till January 24th. During the court session today, an investigating judge told the court officials never saw any evidence that Saddam was beaten while in U.S. custody. U.S. officials called the claims completely unfounded. Yesterday in the court, Saddam said he'd been beaten everywhere on his body. Today he called U.S. denials of that, quote, lies. Five witnesses have testified in the past 2 days about killings that took place in 1982, Saddam and seven co-defendants on trial for the deaths of more than 140 Iraqi Shiites after a failed attempt on Saddam's life in a town north of Baghdad. This is Air America Radio News.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Makes you want to get up and dance, doesn't it? Welcome back. 7 past the hour. This is the Malloy program on Air America Radio. This is our Christmas program. We're going to come to your calls tonight, so hang with me just a little bit longer. But we have a couple of elements in the program tonight that we want to share with you in just a moment. The true meaning of Christmas. This was sent to me by KJ earlier today. KJ goes by the name the Bard Quenius. And we have a guest, Laura Pickles Bush, has her little Christmas message to the people on the Gulf Coast that we happen to get a recording of. And also, I don't know if how many of you remember Nick from Warsaw, Ohio. He did a parody of Little Drummer Boy. It's called Little Rummy Boy. We're going to play that for you later on, the third hour. And then a reading from Luke about the birth of Jesus. All right, Maestro, may I have, I'll get some music behind this. I said earlier tonight that I enjoy Christmas. I enjoy the pageantry of it. I enjoy the lights and the festival and the drinking and the eating and the getting together with friends. And in other words, all of the old Wiccan and Celtic and the old religion ideas that that inspired all of this, right? So, let's do this. This came from KJ today. Sent it to me. Now, Earth Mother and Sky Father got along very well, except they would fight sometimes, as men and women will, being so different. Those times, Sky Father would go off sulking, leaving Earth Mother cold in the darkness with her children, all a shiver in the crannogs. Finally, Earth Mother would say, "Now see here, you. Your children are cold and hungry, and I freeze here in the dark. Come you back where you belong." Skyfather would reply, "Only when you admit I am the master. Who are you without me? None but ice and cold winds. Why, you cannot even bring forth food for your bairns." Earth Mother would say, "And who are you without me? Nothing to shine on, no children to love you, none to reflect your light and warmth." So finally, each would admit the other was right, and Skyfather would return to the arms of Earth Mother. The days became warm again, and once more, Earth Mother brought forth the gifts to nourish and sustain her children. And so this is how the early pagan Celts saw the changing of the seasons. By the fourth day after the winter solstice, the sun was noticeably higher in the sky, reassuring us that warm days would return and food would again grow. The Norse, the Swedes, the Danes of Scandinavia, as well as the Angles and Saxons of Germany, also celebrated this time of year, which they called Yule, with evergreen boughs, bonfires, roast boar washed down with prodigious amounts of mead and ale. Even the decadent Romans had a late December holiday called Saturnalia, which consisted of 2 weeks of orgies, drunkenness, and feasting. By the 5th century, the Common Era, a particular Judaic heresy had become increasingly dominant in Europe. Christianity, which took its name from the Greek title bestowed on a certain radical first century rabbi, was unique in that its followers were aggressive proselytizers, seeking to win converts by persuasion when possible, with force when necessary. Still, it was a hard sell to some of the pagan communities who, after all, being country dwellers, which is the original meaning of the root of the word pagan, were inclined to hold fast to the old ways. So in its quest to spread the message, Christianity began to adapt itself. The Druid became the priest. The sacred oak became the cross. The Earth Mother became Mary, Mother of God, and not a few minor deities emerged from their oak groves to find themselves saints. They even began to appropriate other pagan holidays. Samhain became All Hallows' Eve. Easter, an Anglo-Saxon fertility festival, became Easter. Yet another celebration of the rebirth of a slain god. You might remember Odin and Osiris. And our beloved Yule holiday was turned into a Christ Mass, held in honor of the Christian God's birth. Now, most scholars agree that the rabbi Yeshua ben Yosef was not born on December 25th. However, the Roman Emperor Nero was, right at the height of the Saturnalia festival. So, it naturally follows then, doesn't it? But the true meaning of Christmas is a celebration of the Emperor Nero's birthday. Merry Christmas, everyone. And this poem, it's a meditation. This is from Susan Kramer. This is from Bella Online. A little prayer to meditate upon during the quiet hours of wintertime. Susan Kramer wrote this. During lengthening days of light, may our actions be lighthearted upon right and noble impulses. During quiet hours beyond dusk, before dawn, may we take time to think over events from the day, plan for good in the morrow. In light of day, may we extend our personal borders, caring and sharing expansively, so the world glows bright from our presence. May we blaze as beacons of harmony, lighting the path ahead. To nurture efforts toward lasting peace, may we act with kindness toward all, embracing our family and friends wholeheartedly, ever gracing our worldwide family lightheartedly. I like that poem. I really do. That's nice. So that's kind of our tribute to the winter solstice, which in fact is what this holiday is all about. So if you have a Christmas tree, thank the nearest pagan. If you have holly and ivy, thank the nearest Celt worshiper. If you have they have feasting and family and lights and all the festivities. Thank the nearest Wiccan if you happen to know one. And you probably do. You just don't know that that person's a Wiccan, right? Yeah. All right, let's do some phone calls here. We're at 866-303-2270. We're going to work these calls in as we go along tonight. Whatever you want to bring up tonight is fine with me. Mike is calling from Woodstock, New York. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, actually, I'm trapped in Chinatown.
You can't get home.
Yeah, I mean, I probably could have, but it was just I saw how the traffic was blocked, so I just decided to stay here. I have a place in Woodstock in Chinatown, so I can move around.
Well, that's a good place to be, Chinatown on a winter's eve.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm going to go out in a little bit. A couple things struck me when you I was watching Fox News just to see what's going on with the right wing, and of course they're covering the Peterson trial aftermath tonight. But you were covering sausages, so I felt there was some symmetry. So I just wanted to point that out to you.
Yeah.
Then I want to talk quickly about the strike. The Taylor Law, which forbids the city contract workers or whatever from striking, also forbids the MTA from doing anything to their pensions.
Uh-huh.
So, but they there was no penalty against the MTA for trying to do that. So it's totally unfair the whole thing. And
I thought it was $1 million a day fine.
Well, I mean, but at the same time, the union was in its rights to call a strike because they were talking about taking away their pensions, and they were
right.
Totally within the rights of the Taylor Law. But nobody talks about that.
Of course not.
And then the last thing, I'll make this quick. I don't want you to stab yourself in the thigh with an ice pick. I can't stand that. It makes me like nauseous when you do that.
I know, it's terrible.
But anyway, sometimes folks deserve it. But the last thing I want to say was. It's kind of scary listening to you during, like, daylight hours. I kind of creep around. I'm in my apartment in Chinatown today or yesterday listening to you, and I felt kind of creepy with the sunlight streaming in your voice on the radio.
Yeah, but it is. It is weird. It's a real real contradiction in terms, isn't it?
It is. And, yeah. And then lastly, I love Peter Werby. He's amazing. I emailed him. He emailed me back. We had a little exchange of emails. He's a genuine guy. And both you and Peter have a lot of respect for your audience, and that's why you guys are absolutely my favorite on radio, and you've inspired me. I have a small record company here in New York. I've decided to start putting out progressive artists like David Rovix, who I heard on the Peter Werby Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like somehow commerce and progressive causes can be married. It doesn't have to be all about big business and selling it.
I agree with you. And thanks for the compliment to both Peter and me. I like Peter's program, too. When we used to work for the same now-dead network, I used to make it a point to listen to what Peter had to say. All right, listen, Mike, have a nice evening in Chinatown. Have fun tonight, all right? Wish I was in the city. We could go out and hang out and just raise all kinds of Yule hell. But you're there. We're here. Have a nice one anyway, okay?
All right.
All right, take care. We'll be right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police, stop my car. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police, let me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
They say this is the season for giving. But let's unwrap that idea. According to the latest Mother Jones, 2/3 of American households say they give to charity. But the IRS says only 1/3 report any donations on their taxes. What gives? Maybe we're busy spending on other things. Americans shell out about $8 billion every year on Christmas decorations. That's 4 times what we give to protect the environment. And when we do give, check out where the money goes. Campus Crusade for Christ raised $380 million last year. That's more than PBS, Easter Seals, and the Boy Scouts combined. One great thing about the season for giving, it comes every year. This year, Let's get it right.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Now, a few minutes ago, we were talking about a bunch of retired Quakers who live in Florida who have put together an organization that helps advise high school students of the treachery. That is used against them by military recruiters. And, of course, they were put under surveillance in Pentagon or the CIA or the FBI, whoever the hell was surveilling them, had a 400-page report that included information about these retired Quakers. And the report said they were both credible and a threat. Now, here's another group labeled both credible and a threat. According to recent press report or reports, Pentagon officials have been spying on what they call suspicious meetings by civilian groups, including student groups opposed to the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell ban on lesbian, gay, and bisexual military personnel. Now, this story was first reported by Lisa Myers and NBC News last week. It noted that the Pentagon investigators had records pertaining to protests last spring at the State University of New York at Albany and William Patterson College in New Jersey. A February protest at NYU was also listed, along with the law school's a lesbian, gay, bi, transsexual advocacy group, Outlaw, which was classified as possibly violent by the Pentagon. And the University of California, Santa Cruz, Don't Ask, Don't Tell protests, which included a gay kiss-in, was labeled as a, quote, credible threat of terrorism. Can you believe this? Service members, Legal Defense Network, SLDN, condemned the Pentagon surveillance and monitoring. They issued a statement that said, quote, the Pentagon is supposed to defend the Constitution, not turn it upside down. Students have a right under the First Amendment to protest, and Americans have a right to expect that their government will respect our constitutional right to privacy. To suggest that a gay kiss-in is a credible threat is a credible threat, is absurd, homophobic, and irrational. In January, the Department of Defense confirmed a report that Air Force officials proposed developing a chemical weapon in 1994 that would turn enemies of the United States gay. The proposal was part of a plan from Wright Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio, and it was to develop chemicals that affect human behavior so that discipline and morale in enemy units is adversely affected. One distasteful but completely non-lethal example would be strong aphrodisiacs, especially if the chemical also caused homosexual behavior. End quote. It's incredible, isn't it, Truth Seeker? This is where we live now. A little more from this report. The Pentagon seems to constantly find new and more offensive ways to demean lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. First, they're deemed unfit to serve the country, despite winning wars, winning medals, and the praise of fellow service members. Then their sexual orientation was suggested as a means to destabilize the enemy. And now public displays of affection are equated with Al-Qaeda terrorist activity. Well, of course, a gay kiss-in is deemed a credible threat to the security of the United States. An opening, you'll pardon the expression, for Al-Qaeda, but doesn't the Pentagon understand that Muslims are as homophobic and anti-gay as fundamentalist Christians, all religions of the book that are fundamentalist, are homophobic, murderously anti-gay, and supportive of the idea that gay folk are somehow weird while they describe them as a credible threat because they have a kiss-in. Jesus, Kathy, I don't know. I really don't. Pickles is coming up in a few minutes. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. Working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
This is Sally Field for Save the Children. We've all seen the devastation the hurricanes have wrought. Now imagine how we can make it better. Imagine all the children from the hurricanes feeling safe again.
Imagine all the children back with their families again. Imagine all the children going to school again.
Please help us create lasting change for children here at home and around the world. Call 1-800-SAVE-THE-CHILDREN or visit SaveTheChildren.org.
Imagine we can save the children.
Imagine.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Users directed for minor arthritis pain.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million and others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104.
How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft-certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now, 800-936-6132.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908.
Bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
Okay, we're going to come back to your phone calls in a second, but right now we want to play for you something, another one of our sneaky recordings. We have a spy that follows various members of the Bush crime family around. We have one of our spies, let's call her Teresa, follows Pickles, Laura Pickles Bush, around. And Teresa informed us that she had been in the Gulf Coast. I think it was at Gulfport, Mississippi. When was it, Kathy? Last week. When Pickles was down there speaking to some people in a shelter. Was it a shelter? They were brought to dry land in order to listen to Pickles talk about the Bush family Christmas. So Teresa recorded this digitally. That's why it sounds so clear and clean. We want to play it for you now. This is Laura Pickles Bush from late last week, as she made her little Christmas foray into the devastated section of this country in Mississippi.
Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a special Holy Day greeting from America's first family to all you lesser American families this most wonderful time of the year. We're on our way to Prairie Chapel, but have stopped at your adorable West Houston Toys for Tots Collection Center and Emergency Hurricane Evacuation Shelter to encourage all of you to thank the Almighty for the wonderful blessings you've received this year. While it would be easy to sink into despair over the loss of your material possessions and elderly family members to Hurricane Kimberlina, for the sake of your soggy little brown children, it's important not to be sad. Gather up those damp little youngins, because in a few minutes I'll share a very merry Holy Day bedtime video of our own first family puppies, Barney and Beasley, as they scamper about the carefully guarded National White House bright and beautiful taxpayer-decked-out mansion. Watching this cheerful and fanciful Holy Day tour will drift them off to dreamland with visions of sugar plums and fond memories of happier and less clammy Christmases past, full of toys and trees and living grandparents and perhaps warm and playful puppies of their own frolicking in your modestly decorated tract homes before all was lost to the grimy gumbo. I know they're going to like it. Just because you're technically homeless doesn't mean you have to abandon your Christmas celebrations. You musical people are creative and keen improvisers. There must be something left to loot in time to get it under the tangle of wire coat hangers, tinsel, and pipe cleaners you fashioned into a tree. I'm sure if you dig around in the damp and moldy rubble that used to be your homes, you can find some festive flotsam to festoon the 1973 Ford Torino station wagon you now call home. Remember, it takes 43 muscles to frown, but only 16 to smile, and really only 4 with Botox and the right medication. So everyone can have a happy, albeit isolated, season free from all sorts of nasty and unnecessary emotions like sadness, or anger, or fear, or anxiety through the wonders of modern pharmaceuticals. So deck that dashboard, share a cup of kindness and a bottle of Xanax with the underprivileged minority friend of your choice, and you too can experience the ultimate joy of a detached and indifferent Christmas weekend. Until those meds kick in, you might find comfort during these trying times by continuing your familiar family Christmas festivities. For example, every year we look forward to the day the Secret Service escorts our stumbling twin daughters, Jenna and the other one, to our magnificent door store for their annual spirited games of What Beta the Theta Boy Has My Panties or Bobbing for Barbiturates. As do all of you, we have much to be thankful for this holy day. Any Bush family get-together that doesn't end with a stomach pump and a restraining order is a reason to count our blessings. So whether your family is separated due to a natural disaster like Hurricane Carmina or doing their patriotic duty by serving in a very justified war against swarthy evildoers who are constantly plotting and planning and possibly hiding in your neighborhood, waiting for you to go to bed so they can shimmy down your chimney and eat your sleeping Christian children, it's important to maintain your time-honored family Christmas traditions. And as for this alleged war on Christmas, nonsense. For Bush's sake, nothing could be farther from the truth. My Bushy is a godly man who honors the birth of the tiny baby Jesus and the national economy, and therefore urges retailers to put the Christ back in Christmas sales. Just because we don't want to send out Holy Day cards with images of a shady-looking bearded man who lurks and hides in an icy and isolated location, hoarding bags of suspicious packages, certainly doesn't mean the White House is waging a war on Christmas. Trust me, when my Bushy declares an undeclared and unconstitutional war on an innocent, unarmed foreign entity, there's no mistaking the bright and beautiful bombshells cascading like lethal snowflakes over the otherwise peaceful and silent landscape. Rest assured, we've learned the lessons of 9/11, and if the North Pole posed a credible threat, that sneaky Santa person and his little evil elves would be trading their snowboarding for waterboarding on a tropical winter vacation at Gitmo, enjoying special holiday servings of double fruit in their boxcar saunas. Speaking of 9/11, as we occasionally do, some of the less patriotic among you are getting your trivial and quaint Bill of Rights in a wad over a measly little quasi-legal insignificant sneak a peek surveillance. Apparently, you don't know what's double plus good for you. Remember, the holy day season is a time to be extra cautious. If Saddam or, Santa knows who's been naughty or nice, shouldn't Alberto Gonzalez have access to the same crucial database? Honestly, how else are we to know if a precious little child deserves a shiny red apple in their stocking or a set of nipple clips hot-wired to a car battery? And finally, we have a message to our friends in the media that aren't currently on our payroll. We hope you'll take a break from reporting on the carnage and devastation and realize that Christmas is no time to darken our beautiful minds with violent, bloody images of torture victims. That's why we celebrate Easter. So from our heavily guarded house, which you'll never see, to your house, which we honestly don't care about, this is Laura Pickles Bush wishing you a holy day season filled with all things as bright and beautiful as the white phosphorus-filled skies over Fallujah on a dark winter night. Merry Christmas, never forget 9/11, and God bless almost all of you.
That is one mean bitch. Boy, I swear. Wow. Whew. We get those tapes occasionally. Those, not tapes, but those digitally recorded examples of the compassion of Laura Pickles Bush and her interest. All right, before we go to the phone calls, this is one call. All right, because this is hot wiring around the internet right now. It's from the Washington Post tomorrow. Oh God, Leanne is calling from San Diego. Leanne, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. It is an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. I listen to your show every night, and I absolutely love it.
Thank you so much.
I admire your straight forth, no puns about stuff, and you tell it like it is, and I really respect that. I just want to say that there's nothing that makes me more depressed than, you know, I can put up with the lies from Bush, but what I can't put up with is the stupidity of my fellow American or the person sitting in my office when they say things like, "Well, I'm glad that Bush is checking on people. He should have a right to come into our homes."
Mm.
It makes me feel safe. Or when I read on the Zogby poll today that 54% of Americans feel it's okay to have our Fourth Amendment rights taken away from us.
Oh,
that makes
Jesus.
Me feel depressed, and it makes me feel like I need to find another place to live out of this country.
I hear
you.
There's
no hope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to respond to that either. I hadn't seen the Zogby poll. I thought surely the numbers would be, if that question were ever asked, that the numbers would be infinitesimally small of people who are willing to give up the Fourth Amendment rights of being secure in their homes, their businesses, their papers, their personal belongings. Oh, God.
I honestly think they don't care. They're out shopping and they're having fun and this whole spy thing. I don't think people really even know. I think they just take this democracy that we, so-called democracy that we have for granted, and people are so dumbed down by the news, and they're stupid. And they feel it's just, you know, all of this that we have, it's just ours, and it'll always be this way, and no one's ever going to. And meanwhile, the rug is being taken away from us,
mm-hmm.
if it hasn't already been.
I know. I hear you. I hear you.
No, if it hasn't already been, because honestly, I'm a nurse. I work at the Veterans Hospital, and I can honestly tell you, things have changed since Bush has been in office. It's not the same anymore.
Well, I have great respect for the fact that you're first in the nursing profession, Leanne, secondly, that you work where you work. It's an honor for me to talk to you. So thanks for checking in. We got a break.
Okay, anytime you want to come out to California, you're welcome at my house, and your wife and Molly, too.
Thanks, Leanne. That's very sweet. Thank you. It's very kind. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
For my child and your child, too.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Sally Field for Save the Children. We've all seen the devastation the hurricanes have wrought. Now imagine how we can make it better. Imagine all the children from the hurricanes feeling safe again.
Imagine all the children back with their families again. Imagine all the children going to school again.
Please help us create lasting change for children here at home and around the world. Call 1-800-SAVE-THE-CHILDREN or visit SaveTheChildren.org.
Imagine we can save the children.
Imagine.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting. Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Well, not the singers. I don't hate the singers. It's about 9 before the hour on this, the Malloy Christmas program here on Air America Radio. Which probably isn't a whole lot different from other programs, except I'm a little calmer. It's the wine that we're drinking in here tonight. It really takes the edge off. This is just our Christmas tradition on the air. We bring in a nice bottle of Australian Merlot. What do you have? What Lindeman's? Is it Lindeman's? And I love Australian wine. Oh my God! Anyway, and break it open and just drink a nice Merlot. I've gotten a bunch of emails about this. This is in tomorrow's Washington Post. Here we go. If this is not a reason to impeach this bastard and send him away in a manger somewhere, I don't know what is. Here's what it says. The Bush administration requested and Congress rejected war-making authority, quote, in the United States, end quote, in negotiations over the joint resolution passed days after the terrorist attack of September 11, 2001, according to an opinion article by former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle in today's Washington Post. Daschle's disclosure challenges a central legal argument offered by the White House in defense of the NSA's warrantless wiretapping of U.S. citizens and permanent residents. It suggests that Congress refused explicitly to grant the authority that the Bush administration now asserts is implicit in the resolution. All right, you can go find it, Washington Post. But do you understand what's going on here? Huh? Now, we know that Bush is a psychopathic, half-witted liar, and everybody associated with him is a murderous, lying son of a bitch. We all know that. We know that. And this claim that's been rattling around now for the past few days, ever since it was revealed that Bush bypasses the very court set up to bypass the Fourth Amendment, that's not good enough for Bush. And the lie that's been rattling around out there as well, that was implicit in the authority. The Congress gave me the authority to do anything. Now, not only Bush has lied, but so has Cheney. Every one of these pigs now is on the record lying. And here it is. The Bush crime family came in and said, we want authority to spy on Americans. And that authority was expressly and explicitly denied. Jesus. I don't know what it's going to take. It's time to throw these bastards out. I mean, it is. It is. It is time to remove George Bush and Dick Cheney from office. They have got to go. Christmas Schmissmas. Get them out. These people are a cancer on this country. They're destroying us. Look what they're doing in Ohio now. Look what they're doing in Ohio. There's a law on Bob Taft's desk, another Republican criminal, that would allow the police to arrest you if you don't give them the information they want when you're walking down the street, when you're walking through a mall. Hey, yo, come here. What's your name? None of your business. All right, in jail. The Ohio Patriot Act. I'm telling you, truth seekers, it's time to stop lollygagging around. You know, I keep saying over and over again, these people have got to be removed peacefully and legally from office. We've got one shot to do that, as far as I'm concerned. If the Republicans don't show some respect for the Constitution and this country. You know, these Republican bastards who, when Clinton was lied about his little oral sex affair with Monica, these Republican bastards were the ones that were screaming rule of law. Remember that? Rule of law, rule of law. Well, Clinton lied! Clinton committed perjury! He lied about his oral sex! What has Bush lied about? Everything. Every single thing that this corrupt, criminal, filthy administration has talked about, declared, has been a lie. All of it. And now this. And now this. Now you understand why Daschle got the anthrax. Now you know why Daschle, why they attempted to kill him. Because he said, no. No, you're not going to get the authority. And the quickest way to silence him before he went public with it. And it must have scared the bejesus out of Daschle, because this is the first time he said anything, and that was 4 years ago. Watch out, Tom. Watch your back. Watch your back. So there you have it. Go to WashingtonPost.com, and you'll find the article. It's written by Barton Gellman. This is incredible. This is incredible. When asked, when he asked for specific, when the Bush crime family asked for specific permission to spy on Americans, the Senate said no. The Senate said no. The end of the Post article says Republican legislators involved in the negotiations could not be reached for comment. See, the Republicans knew about this, too. The Republican leadership at the Senate, they knew. They knew. They knew that George Bush and Dick Cheney, once again, have been blasting around the country in the past few days, lying through their teeth. The Republican leaders knew it. All of these Republicans knew it. Every one of these people. Well, let's have a Christmas carol. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to have little Rummy Boy, Nick from Warsaw, Ohio, and also the reading from Luke. Oh, yeah. So stick around. If you're in the New York City market, I'm sorry. Time to say goodbye. Switch over to Internet access and join us for the third hour. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Your Christmases be so white.
Mama White. Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is Sally Field for Save the Children. We've all seen the devastation the hurricanes have wrought. Now imagine how we can make it better. Imagine all the children from the hurricanes feeling safe again.
Imagine all the children back with their families again. Imagine all the children going to school again.
Please help us create lasting change for children here at home and around the world. Call 1-800-SAVE-THE-CHILDREN or visit SaveTheChildren.org.
Imagine we can save the children.
Imagine.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned.
I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Air America Radio News, I'm Alice Gaynor. New Yorkers received an early Christmas present courtesy of the city's transit workers. The Transport Workers Union Board called off a three-day strike that wreaked havoc at the height of the holiday season. The walkout may have cost the city $1 billion in revenue. The union voted to go back to work even though an agreement on a new contract has not yet been reached, and some aren't happy about that.
Our members will be very disappointed to know that we went into an executive board meeting hoping to hear what transpired over the last several hours, and we came out knowing absolutely nothing, and they're being asked to go back to work with no amnesty and the loss of 6 days' pay.
The union board vote came in with 36 voting yes, 5 voting no, and 2 abstentions. The U.S. Senate has agreed to extend until February 3rd key provisions of the USA Patriot Act. That will allow more time for legislators to consider civil liberties protections for the law that was set to expire the end of this month. The House passed the temporary 5-week extension earlier Thursday, and the extension now heads to President Bush for his expected signature. Saddam Hussein maintained his defiance Thursday as his trial on crimes against humanity continued. He denounced the White House for denying his claims that he was tortured while in U.S. custody. He claims to have the marks to prove he was beaten, though he hasn't shown them. The White House has described his claim as preposterous. In other Iraq news, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is spending the night in Baghdad. He told reporters that military commanders would determine whether troop withdrawals are warranted. The UN investigation into the scandal-plagued oil-for-food program in Iraq will keep running until the end of March. The UN says that will help prosecutors from individual countries to pursue wrongdoers. After that time, documents collected during an 18-month probe by the Independent Inquiry Committee will be turned over to the UN. The committee is led by former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker. In his last report in late October, he accused more than 2,200 companies in more than 60 countries of using the program to divert nearly $2 billion to former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein's government. The Israeli army says 5 of its soldiers were slightly wounded by a Qassam rocket fired from the Gaza Strip at their base in southern Israel. It comes as an Australian man taken hostage by Palestinian militants for around 12 hours in the Gaza Strip has been released. Brian Ambrosio, the deputy principal at the American school in Gaza, was abducted along with the principal of the school, and Ambrosio says he and his colleague were well looked after during their ordeal.
At no point from the very moment that we got there, we were told that we wouldn't be harmed, that this wasn't about us, and we did feel comfortable in that respect.
Meanwhile, 3 Palestinians have been shot and killed by Israeli troops in the West Bank city of Nablus, according to Palestinian medical sources. The men were shot dead as they tried to flee a building that had been sealed off by Israeli troops.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
It's about 7 past the hour. This is the Christmas show on the Molloy program here on Air America Radio. Let's go back to some phone calls here very quickly. We're going to have a little rummy boy. Nick from Warsaw, Ohio, sent this to us, what was it, a year ago, 2 years ago? 2 years ago. Haven't heard from Nick. And coming up after the bottom of the hour, our reading from Luke. Who do we have here? Mark is calling from St. Paul, Minnesota. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'd like to thank you for that lovely reading of the Yule poem.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
The most lovely musical accompaniment. I do believe that was that Enya or Clannad?
That was Enya.
Enya. Okay, mm-hmm. Formerly of Clannad.
There you go.
It's refreshing to hear somebody in the mass media although maybe not as mass as some of us would like for you to be in the media.
Yeah.
acknowledge the existence of those of us in the old religion.
Mm-hmm.
You brought up, in the meantime, while I was waiting on the phone, you brought up some interesting points that I have to touch on. You'd said something about people hearing their phones click and echo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, gosh, mine's tapped, so I better warn you that right now, because I've been hearing that every now and then where I get an echo
right.
back and I hear myself back on the phone. And
yeah.
That is just the cheap cordless I use, but who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
I'm on a list somewhere, which wouldn't surprise me. Maybe I should be proud of. But the thing with this bush and the wiretaps, what people are failing to realize is tomorrow he could go to the FISA courts and get warrants on all those taps that he refuses to disclose anything about. He wouldn't have to disclose anything to anybody but the FISA judges and make it all legal tomorrow.
Right.
But he still refuses to do that, which proves that not only did he break the law in doing this without the warrants, but it also proves that he's got something to hide as far as who he's been tapping.
Well, I agree with that, but Chuckle Nuts is also an arrogant little twit, and I think even the minimal requirement of going before a court set up, a secret organization set up to somehow legally, quote-quote, circumvent the Fourth Amendment, even that is not good enough for this little bastard. So, he says no to that, too. This man has no more business being the president of the United States than any other mass killer or liar or psychopath. And I hope we can get rid of him legally and peacefully, as we always have with presidents in this country who thought they were above the law.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
One of my colleagues at work and said, why would he be collecting information against political opponents when he's not up for re-election? It's like, well, I don't think he's even thinking about that. He's got bigger agendas, and he's thinking about his colleagues.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It frightens me. It frightens my fiance, and she's been saying we got to move to Canada. And I keep on telling her no, because if all of us left-minded people move to Canada or somewhere else, we would be leaving the biggest, most powerful weapon on the face of this earth in the hands of the right wing.
Yeah, you're absolutely...
As much as we'd love to save our skins and move elsewhere, we can't, because then we'd just be even more gift-wrapping and handing America and its military-industrial complex even more over to them without any check or balance, and nowhere will be safe. Not that anywhere is safe now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we need to take it back. We need to stay here and fight.
I completely agree with you. Thanks a lot for checking in, Mark. I appreciate what you had to say. We've had to make that decision in our family, whether or not to get the hell out of here, get away from this fascism. So many people who emigrated from various countries as European fascism was on the rise in the 20s and the 30s, of course, it was a matter of life and death for them. They had to leave. I don't think it's a matter of life and death for us or for you or if you're listening to this program. Not at this point. But I believe in standing and staying and fighting for the country. And Kathy and I have had we've had serious conversations about this. I kid you not, as Jack Parr used to say, I kid you not. We had serious conversations about this, but I think we've come to the conclusion that it's worth fighting for. Oh my goodness, Marge is calling from Indiana. How did your plumbing go?
Well, so far so good. It's beginning to itch. I guess it's healing.
Now, you had both carotids?
No, just one side. I got to wait till next month to go back and get
the
other.
Oh, that's right. You're going back in January. All right, so you're itching.
So, I guess it's healing. It's starting to itch.
Right. Well, that's a good sign. Itching is good, Marge. Itching is good.
Well, it says I can still feel it, so that's something.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. And
blessed be.
Oh, by all means. The thought for the evening was somewhat in keeping with the season, even though our little twit, I could go on forever about him, but nah, I think I'll let that rest for a minute.
Uh-huh.
You like poetry, and I don't know who wrote this, but it's something that I heard a long time ago, and it goes something like, if you seek after happiness, like any maiden shy, happiness will run from you, passing you right by. But if you look for truth and love in all you chance to meet, then happiness will walk with you and linger at your feet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who wrote it, but it's something I ran across a long time ago, and I thought I would share that with you.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Plus, I got a little note from Santa Claus that I would share with you.
Go ahead.
Taxes have taken away my workshop, my reindeer, and my sleigh. I now make my rounds on a donkey. He is old and very slow. I'm sending you this note so you will know if you don't see me Christmas, I'm out of my ass in the snow.
You crack me up. You just crack me up.
I understand you got Get Well cards from all around the world.
That blew me away. You know, I got the second set, and I was going through, and I'm looking at this, and I'm saying, USA, they don't usually put that card to come within the country. I got one from Switzerland and one from Australia.
Yeah?
And the one from Australia, he said that the reception might be a bit dodgy, that he thought I opened a carrot eatery.
Well, that's great, Marge. Now you're going to have the second carotid reamed out in January?
Well, sometime. I haven't made the appointment yet. I don't know exactly when, but they don't want me to wait too long, so
I don't know
exactly when that's going to be. So,
all right, you're going to see your son over Christmas?
Yeah, he's coming next week. Thank you very much, Lord. You know, he's got a time off between Christmas and New Year.
Well, good.
He couldn't make it here for the surgery because he just couldn't get off that fast.
Mm.
So things went relatively well. So he's coming for a few days next week, and I'll get to hug him.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Tell him your friends on Air America said hi.
Oh yeah, you know I've told him about the all the cards that I got.
Mm-hmm.
There was one card that was kind of scary.
Yeah.
It came from San Quentin.
Well, bless their hearts. Yeah, we have a lot of listeners in various prisons around the country, I have discovered, and to our prison listeners, it's great. It's called having a captive audience, I think.
Something like that.
But you got a card from San Quentin.
Yeah, and I thought, oh my goodness gracious sakes alive.
They love you. They love you, Marge.
Well,
I swear to God.
You know, and I love them all right back. Some with the most beautiful stationery and some with the artistic talent.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to keep them all and look through them. And when I get my win back and the ones that got addresses, I'm going to send them a little note.
Well, that's great. That's good. So, Marge.
But that's going to take me a while.
Yeah.
But in the meanwhile, you and Kathy and Molly and the whole crew have a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Marge. Same to you. Take care.
Are you going to be on the air next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Starting Tuesday.
Okay.
All right, Marge. Merry Christmas. Take care.
A birthday song they sang with mighty big lungs. Across the bar they had her rubber-type bum. Double D plus had her boots done. Then she smiled at me out of a big tongue, me and my chums. Oh, look at them guns.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear?
in those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005. So small and powerful, you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Nick from Warsaw, Ohio, used to be a regular caller when we were on IE America Radio Network, the now defunct United Auto Workers Network. And boy, is that a story. But Nick used to call in, and I know where Warsaw, Ohio is, very, very small town out in the country in Ohio. And I sometimes wonder, given what has happened in Ohio, and given the fact that Nick was a true blue liberal, I just wonder if... Hope Nick's okay. Anyway, he recorded this and sent it to us, and we played it the first year, and then the second year we got a lot of requests for it. And since we haven't heard from Nick in Warsaw, Ohio, we're going to play it anyway as a way of remembering a guy who used to call this program a lot. So here's Nick from Ohio with his rendition of Little Rummy Boy.
Rummy told me Iraq we must bomb, and I believed him because I was so dumb. Though Saddam had dick to do with 9/11, We have to find his weapons of mass destruction, his neurotoxins, his uranium. Oops, there ain't none. Rummy spun some crap and found a reason. He said we bombed Iraq to give him freedom, along with a big contract to Halliburton to rebuild what we wrecked with our treasury funds and the lives of our sons, because it now all belongs to the corporations. We couldn't find those weapons, not even one. But we stumbled into a hole, and there was Saddam. He is the boogeyman we can blame it all on. And we will just forget he was one of our pawns. We gave him the guns, then we shoveled in funds to oppress his nation. So now our president is smirking with pride. He'll find those terrorists in the holes where they hide. He's climbing in the polls, but we ain't satisfied. 'Cause we've seen him on the job with his razor sharp mind. And try as he might, there's one hole he can't find. It's in his behind.
Now, if I remember, I didn't Nick do all the instruments? Sort of like Enya does all the instruments, right?
No, actually, that's a long and boring story that we'll share next year.
Oh, good. Okay. Because I just, you know. Simon, who writes to us from the UK quite a bit, points out, now that the story is out in the Washington Post about Tom Daschle, Tom Daschle has an op-ed piece apparently in Friday's Washington Post, and it has generated a news item, and that is that once again Bush is caught in an absolute lie, as was Cheney. They came to the Senate and specifically asked for permission to spy on Americans as part of the War Powers thing, and the Senate said no. So when Bush says that the members of Congress authorized this the spying, he's a liar. He's a filthy liar. Now, as Simon points out in an email, he says, notice the first round of anthrax letters are postmarked the same day as the resolution passed, the resolution that denied Bush these powers that he wanted. Ergo, Simon writes, when they, the Bush crime family, were told no war powers inside the United States, Department of Defense grade anthrax starts getting mailed. And what do you want to bet, Simon writes, that they use the evacuation of the Democrats' offices to install bugging equipment, since they seem to be taking page after page from the Nixon playbook. Well, Simon, you're probably on to something. We'll be right back.
Telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Your time.
telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
This is Sally Field for Save the Children. We've all seen the devastation the hurricanes have wrought. Now imagine how we can make it better. Imagine all the children from the hurricanes feeling safe again.
Imagine all the children back with their families again. Imagine all the children going to school again.
Please help us create lasting change for children here at home and around the world. Call 1-800-SAVE-THE-CHILDREN or visit SaveTheChildren.org.
Imagine we can save the children.
Imagine.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? But what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. Back to your phone calls. Ron is calling from Pennsylvania. Ron, thanks for holding on. Appreciate your patience.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You talked about Senate Bill 9 in Ohio early in your program, and I actually went and downloaded a PDF and read large sections of it. It includes a lot more than what you're talking about. It includes things like new notifications for illegal aliens with felonies. If you work for the state of Ohio, you have to comply with the Patriot Act or they'll withhold funding for your organizations. If you want to get a title for your car, you have to have, quote, proper ID. They're expanding the definition of what they call corrupt activity. There's a lot of ambiguities in it. Municipalities now can't pass ordinances to make their particular area like a Patriot Act free zone where they'll be ineligible for funds. And this is linked up with something else they're trying to pass in Ohio, which is House Bill 3, mm-hmm. which is, has to do with voting. You have to have an ID to vote now. And it makes it illegal to recount presidential votes.
What the hell is happening in Ohio? Why is Ohio turning out to be the point of the spear of fascism in this country? What the hell has happened in Ohio? That's my home state,
and I don't
get this.
Well, they're going to raise the cost for a recount in Ohio from $10 to $15 per district under the House Bill 3, which makes it like remember they wanted to have the recount years ago, actually, or like last year, and I think through Randy Rhodes I gave them some money. It cost them like $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the price tab now under House Bill 3 is going to be $500,000, and voters have to send in a card every 2 years to renew their voter registration. And what does it say? This is really weird. They had part of the bill is that they're going to try to prosecute workers who try to sign up people with like voter fraud. Mm-hmm. If they try, you know, like try to go out and
it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I didn't realize what is this bill? What's the number?
Let's see. I got it right.
House Bill 3.
Yeah, it's House Bill 3 in Ohio. It just came out, and here, is the ACLU doing it now? 1 second, Mike, I'm sorry. It's just, God, I'm just talking.
This is astonishing. I don't understand what the deal is in Ohio. I mean, I really don't. I would have expected something like that maybe from Mississippi or here in Georgia, where in Georgia now we have to have photo ID, although that has that's been challenged in court.
Yeah.
And one court has already ruled it's an unconstitutional poll tax, but it's been appealed, I believe, by the state of Georgia. But Ohio?
Yeah, well, here's where the viewers can see an article that Alternet put up. It's called The End of Democracy in Ohio.
Yeah, I saw that headline last week, I think, and did not click on the link, but it's at alternet.org, right?
Yeah, it was like, the House Bill 3 thing was posted on December 12th. I guess it was actually printed today, or yesterday, December 22nd. So, yeah, there's some weird stuff going on. And this will be the last thing I say, just because I waited for a long time. But it actually gave me time to really look at what was going on. And that Senate bill is scary. But I just wanted to sort of have something made mention of the deficit cuts that were passed today with the help of Mr. Cheney flying in to break the vote. That to me is just like, I don't know, my neighbor is like, 67 years old. I mean, now she's going to have to pay more out of pocket to go see her doctor.
It's incredible what these bastards are doing. It's just unbelievable.
Doing away with like child, care expenses, I can't even go on. I'm jangly on the inside, but I just wanted to pass that along because it was like, you made mention of them like being able to arrest people. If a cop comes up to you in Ohio and says, what's your name? You say Pudentane, and they can throw you, throw you in the paddy wagon. It's just one of your callers earlier, saying about wanting to escape to Canada. He made a really convincing statement about they're pretty darn powerful. There's really nowhere to squeak off to. And I vacillated between saying okay, stand and fight, or just cut and run. But I don't know. It's more astounding and more astounding each day. And I just kind of I don't know. I keep waiting for something to tip the scales where people kind of just get so fed up.
I'm
so disgusted.
You said
that yourself.
I've said it before.
We're gonna have to suffer, really.
I've been saying it for 3 years. I don't know what it takes for the sheeple in this country to wake up. Hey, listen, thanks, Ron. Thanks for doing the research on that. Take care. Watch your back, okay?
Thanks, Mike.
All right, I appreciate it. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much, Mike. And I want to wish you and everyone in the Air America happy holidays.
Well, thank you.
And I want to wish it just that way, so I can tick off these right-wing theofascists, as I call them, this fake war on Christmas they have. But anyway, thing your last caller was talking about, I'd like to touch on that, too. Well, first of all, though, I got to say, Dick Cheney is the real Grinch that stole Christmas. That is really something about him flying in all the way over from, I think, the Mid-East he was in.
Afghanistan.
But on this thing in Ohio, and then, too, you were also mentioning with this Ohio Patriot Act. And by the way, I like the nickname you came up for these things, like the USA Patriot Act. You call it the USA Fascist Act.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all this Ohio law is. It's the Ohio Fascist Act. And then you have the spying that's going on against retired Quakers.
Or gay folk who put together a kiss in.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, I was laughing my butt off when I heard you talk about that. That was the funniest thing I ever heard. That they seriously consider that are they that homophobic? Well, why do I even ask? We know the answer is yes, they are that homophobic.
Well, we just have to be careful that we don't laugh about this too much, because this is what these fascist sons of bitches did in Germany in the 30s. Let's start spying on the Jews. Well, let's start spying on the gays. Let's start spying on some of the active Catholics. And the next thing you know, the death camps were set up.
Right, exactly. And I know it quite well, because as I've revealed once or twice before, my father was what I call a Holocaust escapee, because he and his family were lucky enough to realize what was happening. And in 1938, they were lucky enough to get out of Nazi Germany.
So I
know the political lessons very well, and there's a great deal of parallels. And look what Bush has done, though. I mean, ever since 9/11 happened, the Bush administration has tried to opportunistically and disgustingly exploit us for years, and worries about terrorism in order to scare us out of our civil liberties, starting first with the USA Patriot Act. And as if all that isn't bad enough, and as if this NSA spy story isn't bad enough, where now Bush has authorized the Fourth Amendment violating secret wiretapping and spying on it. Literally thousands of innocent Americans, as if all that isn't bad enough. Now Ohio, and I don't know what's wrong with the state of Ohio either. Now they think they have to come up with their own Patriot Act. I mean,
it's Jerry. It's yeah. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I don't either. And I mean, and you know, Bush always likes to talk about how our enemies hate our freedoms, but I think Bush and his Republican allies and elsewhere in the country, like in Ohio, have clearly demonstrated that it's them. It's them who hate our freedoms, and they show it all the time by repeatedly trying to threaten and trample on our civil liberties.
I know. Jerry, listen, I've got to leave it there because our clock's a little bit different tonight. But listen, thanks for checking in. Happy holidays, pal. We'll talk to you after Christmas. When I say, Truth Seeker, I don't know what's happening. I don't mean I don't know what's happening with the Bush crime family. Oh, that's very clear. These are fascist American fascists who are trying to destroy the country. What I mean is, I don't know what's happening with the American public, the American people. You understand what I mean there, don't you?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. Working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Thanks to the crew tonight for the Molloy Christmas program, Justin Nguyen, and our resident rock star, Jason Isaac, who engineered the program, Dee Neal, our associate producer, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, Ben Birch, Jim in Arkansas, and join me 3 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday when I'll substitute for Randy Rhodes. Peter Wirby will fill in for me that night. Have a great Christmas, okay? And now, as promised, our reading from the Book of Luke. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 14. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Well, it is a great story, isn't it? I don't want to offend anybody when I refer to it as a specific mythology. That's truly what I think it is. I know a lot of people believe the literal truth of that story is recorded in Luke. I happen not to be, but it's still a beautiful story. It still carries with it the idea of hope, the idea of peace on earth. You know, what a strange thought in these times, isn't it? I can't escape that the idea of peace on earth, goodwill toward men, which was the message, so we're told, of this mythological knight. It just seems so unattainable. It's been unattainable throughout the history of the human race. Has there ever been a time when there has been peace on earth and goodwill among men? I don't think so. And here in the age of Bush, peace on earth has given way to wars of aggression, lies, deceits, destruction, pain, fear, torture. It's just unbelievable, isn't it, Truth Seeker? It is just unbelievable. Well, anyway, however you handle the next few days, I hope you handle it well. I hope you have a good time, no matter what holiday you're celebrating. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be off tomorrow. We're going to be off Monday. We shall return Tuesday afternoon for substituting for Randy again, 3 to 7 Eastern Time. Also Wednesday, Kathy? No, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll be doing our show Wednesday night. So, don't ask me why they've set it up that way. But Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday of the week coming, we'll be filling in for Randy Rhodes again. And we'll be doing our own show Wednesday night. So do have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holiday, whatever you're celebrating, however you're doing it, Winter Solstice, Festival of the Lights, just whatever. Have a good time. And I'll see you on the other side. All right? Peace on earth, Truth Seekers. That's what it's all about. I don't care what your faith is. And if you don't have any, if you have faith in yourself, if you're non-religious, that's the message. Peace on earth. Peace on earth. Peace on earth. Peace on earth, Truth Seeker.
Shall fail, the right prevail with peace on earth.
on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
They say this is the season for giving, but let's unwrap that idea. According to the latest Mother Jones, two-thirds of American households say they give to charity, but the IRS says only one-third report any donations on their taxes. What gives? Maybe we're busy spending on other things. Americans shell out about $8 billion every year on Christmas decorations. That's four times what we give to protect the environment. And when we do give, check out where the money goes. Campus Crusade for Christ raised $380 million last year. That's more than PBS, Easter Seals, and the Boy Scouts combined. One great thing about the season for giving, it comes every year. This year, let's get it right.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education,